Hello?
Hi, is this Jessica?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jessica, this is Mike. I think you spoke with my wife, Jenny, yesterday. You're going to babysit for us this weekend?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting Trevor.
I just wanted to call and give you a little heads up about something before you come over to babysit.
Sure, great.
I think you might need to know a little something about my son, Trevor.
Okay.
He's not the most easy kid to babysit. He's quite a character.
Okay, yeah, I've dealt with a variety of children before.
Okay.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, well, Trevor's really, he's kind of different than a lot of kids that you've probably dealt with.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
He's a lot to handle. We've had, I'd say, a half dozen sitters quit midway through watching him. And if you wouldn't mind, just call the police on the way out. That would save us an early trip home.
What do you mean, call the police? I don't understand.
Well, probably shouldn't be telling you this, but Trevor has been trying to kill things lately, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can just call the police on your way out. They should handle it until we get home.
Kill things like bugs or
No, he's tried to kill the dog, the cat, the goldfish, the neighbors. Basically, he's just kind of into killing right now. Funny kid.
Like with what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. He's kind of a mad little genius type of guy. He'll set up traps everywhere. For example, don't go into the garage after we leave. He does this thing where you go into the garage and he tries to push you down the stairs. He has a noose hanging there. You know, it's just Trevor. It's just our little Trevor.
Why are you laughing about this?
It's just him. You know, it's his funny way of showing he likes you. You'd laugh, too, if you were living with a 7-year-old who tries to kill you every day. You get used to it. It's just kind of what he's into right now.
That sounds really unsafe and kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Maybe I'm making it sound worse than it is.
Well, if you've had sitters leave calling the police halfway through watching him, it sounds pretty serious.
Oh, yeah. That's because I didn't warn them beforehand. I mean, had they known this, they might not have sprinted out the door crying, you know? So just make sure to get here around 6 and bring a good book with you, because you definitely don't want to fall asleep after you put him to bed, you know.
I'm really sorry, but I'm kind of uncomfortable with this thought of watching Trevor now, knowing this.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I've never had a child try to kill me before.
Well, that's because you haven't met Trevor. He's not dangerous. He's just eccentric. He's 7 years old, you know. When you're 7 years old, sometimes you get an idea in your head, like, I want to murder everything, and then you just try to do it. But he's 7. He's not really a threat.
I feel really uncomfortable and ill-prepared.
You're funny. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, and remember to keep him out of the kitchen. There's all the knives in there. We locked up the drawers, but, you know, he's been into picking locks lately, so he could get in there.
I need to tell you right now, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to say no to this tomorrow night.
We planned a trip out of town this weekend, and we need you here.
I know. I'm so sorry. Maybe there's a family member or someone else who can step up to the plate, because I'm just not comfortable.
Oh, man. Trevor is going to be really mad when he hears this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you know this. He's pretty tech savvy and could probably find you online.
What?
Yeah, I've had to deal with this before too. So when I tell him that you're not coming over, just from here on out, if you hear any strange noises in your house at night, call me right away and I will pick him up.
What are you talking about? Noises in my house. How's he going to find me?
Well, like I said, he's tech savvy. I don't know how he does it. These 7-year-olds today, those iPads and their internet and everything else. I mean, it's happened 3 times. I've had to come pick him up from another babysitter's house. So if he shows up, just alert me and I'll come pick him up again.
Sure. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do right now. I'm really freaking out.
What you might want to do is invest in a home security system. I'm just kidding. It'll be fine.
No, you said your son is a cyber stalker. He's going to come to my house.
I didn't say he was a cyber stalker. I said he knows how to find people online, and he's really into killing at this point in his life. And I mean, that's all I said. He's just a kid. He's 7.
That is not normal, and you're laughing about it, but it sounds like you're actually raising a psychopath.
Oh, okay. Then I should tell you this is a prank phone call, and maybe that would help clear things up.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your sister Maddie set you up.
Oh my God, are you freaking serious?
Yeah, it's a joke. She said you were babysitting this weekend and wanted me to freak you out.
Oh my God, you succeeded. That was terrifying.
Now you're going to be scared of this kid no matter what, huh?
Oh my God. So I still have to babysit this kid?
I guess. I don't know. You're supposed to babysit this weekend, right?
But he's not a psychopath. He's just a regular 7-year-old.
I think all 7-year-olds are psychopaths, so...